This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Gauteng and FMR in Cape Town.
It had been the buzz of mining in Durban since I landed in Cape Town on Monday morning. Total has been drilling around 180 kilometres off our southern coastline, and the talk was of a potentially game-changing oil and gas find. And the region has always been the subject of speculation and rumour about potential hydrocarbon deposits. South Africa imports roughly 500,000 barrels per year of oil, so it's important from that perspective. Oil accounts for just under 15% of our imports. And today, Total released a press statement saying in its confirmation that at the upper end of the rumoured expectations, 1 billion barrels of natural gas and oil have been discovered. Well, I've got Dr. Rod Crompton, Director of the African Energy Leadership Centre at Wits Business School, on the line just to find out a little bit more about potentially game-changing piece of news. Rod, welcome to the show. How big is this news?
Good evening. I think it's wonderful news for South Africa. It's been such a long time that we've waited for a significant find in oil and gas to be made, and this seems to be it. I don't think Total makes these kinds of statements lightly. They've called it a significant gas condensate discovery, and they say they have opened a new world-class gas and oil play. So that's pretty substantial.
Pretty substantial. I mean, for non-gas and oil people, how big is a billion barrels of oil? It sounds like a lot of oil.
Well, I just checked. One of the bigger fields that recently discovered in Texas is 3 billion barrels. So this is a third of that. So that's still pretty significant, I would say, in the global. We're not the Middle East by a long stretch, but for a country like South Africa, something of this magnitude, and it is interestingly Wood Mackenzie that has given this estimate of a billion barrels, not Total itself. It's been a bit more coy about exactly what it is, and I think to be fair to the exploration group, they are still have other wells to drill to size this matter, this play properly. I don't think they want to go out too quickly to claim too much before they've actually proven it.
But certainly enough for them to come out and, you know, fairly confidently claim that there is a new oil and gas province. And a lot of the speculation is that it could prompt a rush of activity offshore by other companies. From an economic perspective, we are very reliant on imported oil product. What does this mean? Even though Total have discovered this, does this necessarily mean a windfall or a boon for the local economy?
Well, the first thing to say is it's not going to happen tomorrow. These things take years to develop. This find is in particularly aggressive water, current and weather conditions that prevail where it's found. So they'll have to build a special rig to put there. That will take some time, or unless they can import a floating rig quite quickly. So that all takes time, and it takes time to assemble all the funding to do development like this, and then they've got to figure out how to get it to a market, because this is 175 kilometers offshore, so they might have to build a pipeline, or they might be able to tie up tankers, depending on how rough the sea is there, and they've said already that it's rough. If they can tie up tankers, they'll be able to discharge the oil in that way. So all of these problems have to be figured out. And most important of all, if there are other wells to be drilled, they will want to optimize the location of the drill rig and the tieback pipelines from those other wells so that the whole field is optimized. So this could take, will take several years, I guess. But what it does do instantly is it puts South Africa on the oil and gas map. And as you know, there have been significant oil and gas finds in East Africa and in Central Africa and in Mozambique, a big, huge gas find. So we're joining the crowd and the rush for investment. And what is important here is the regulatory dispensation that applies.
Well, I mean, that ties into what the minister was saying. And I've been at the mining in Durban the whole week. He did seem to be in particularly jovial mood. Clearly, having been on the rig over the weekend, he was aware that something was brewing. And he tweeted, in fact, on Saturday, I think it was, that the Total exploration project in the Western Cape is one of the most important projects underway in the country. And we believe the project will help turn our economy around. And he promised full and complete support to to Total, which is a positive signal, a positive move from a government that has, let's face it, in the eyes of international investors, had its fair share of questions about whether or not it was very keen and welcoming to that sort of partnership.
Well, regarding the regulatory dispensation, it's been such that we've effectively put a hold or standstill on oil and gas exploration for 20 years as a country because of our poor regulatory dispensation. And there have been so many calls over all that time to have proper, separate, independent, dedicated legislation to oil and gas appropriate to South Africa, which is a frontier field. This is a first find in a frontier province. So, you know, we haven't had satisfactory oil and gas legislation, and I think it's commendable that Total has persevered with this huge outlay of costs to drill this well, and despite the regulatory dispensation, I guess one of the discussions is going to be, if they're going to develop it, what are the rules of the game going to be? Mm. And we will definitely be looking to government to have a progressive set of rules, because only really the really big international oil companies can afford this kind of extremely costly exploration work.
How much does it cost to drill or to sink one of those exploratory wells? It's in double digit, well, not double digit, but I've heard certainly between $50 and $80 million in terms of that kind of capital outlay for that kind of exploration. Surely they must be fairly confident that our legislative environment is going to be accommodating.
Well, I don't know. I haven't spoken to Total. Maybe they are confident. Maybe they are risk takers. You know, they are the biggest oil company in Africa, so they are used to taking risk and used to dealing with African governments. And maybe that's just the way they operate. But what's significant is that none of the other oil majors are busy doing what they are doing. And that's the telltale sign, I think.
Do you think this could prompt other oil majors to come and start exploring? One of the issues around an announcement like this is that it might prompt a rush of exploration from the likes of BP or ExxonMobil or some of the other bigger players. And I don't want to go into that too directly before we veer away from the regulatory and legislative environment. We've also had the Minister hive off from the MPRDA separate legislation for oil and gas. Is that not a key indication that the government is taking this quite seriously? I think one of the big issues, though, and maybe this is a long-winded question, is the free carry issue. That was always a sticking point. The government wanted a 20% free carry on any new oil and gas project, up to a potential 100% free carry, and clearly no one would invest in that environment. This seems to indicate that Total believes the government's going to settle on something far more practicable.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, it is a rule of thumb that in the more developed oil provinces like the Middle East and Nigeria, Angola and so on, those countries can demand free carries that are higher because they are proven oil and gas fields. In frontier provinces around the world, the trend is to have very low free carry and tax requirements precisely to encourage the investment until you can show yourself to be a real world-scale oil and gas province. And I think that's what our government has really struggled to get that into perspective.
What of the issue of Dutch disease? And, you know, for those who are not familiar with it, Dutch disease refers to what happened in Norway in particular. It didn't succumb to Dutch disease, but in Holland they did, where a very large natural resource find like that tends to channel funds to that particular sector and away from other more productive sectors of the economy. And therefore, your export economy suffers in mining and manufacturing, for example, because you actually see a very positive shock to your currency. You see lower inflation and perhaps lower interest rates. But that is a very sudden and rapid impact on your export-led economy.
Well, let's not to get too excited too quickly. Those sort of discussions, I think, are still quite a long way off. But remember, we have been a big gold producer in the past. No one was too worried about the Dutch disease issue when we were a big gold producer. We're still a big platinum producer, and coal and other minerals, iron ore. That doesn't seem to worry us as a country. So just because it's oil, now suddenly we should be worried. I don't think so. We're used to being exporting commodities and raw materials. But from another point of view, depending on how they extract this oil and ship it, potentially South African refineries could use a lot of it and add value to it onshore. And I'm sure they will be looking for those kind of opportunities. However, take note that Total has called it a significant gas condensate recovery. So it's, a lot of it is natural gas, some of it is condensate. Condensate can be processed by the Petra SA refinery in Mossel Bay and possibly some of the other refineries. But natural gas, that's going to have to either be pipelined onshore with a pipeline or liquefied at sea and put into LNG tankers at sea. And then it could go wherever in the world has regasification terminals. South Africa doesn't have those yet.
Yeah, but also then feeds into our long-term energy planning. As we talk about decarbonizing the energy system in South Africa, natural gas, liquefied natural gas, is a big component of that. And I know one of the big issues for the government has been, well, can we rely from a security of supply perspective on the Rovuma gas discovery in Mozambique? Do we want to give such a strategic advantage to one of our SADC neighbors? This perhaps changes the thinking.
Well, even if you ignore the politics and the strategy and the strategic things, distance, Rovuma's over 2,000 kilometers away from South Africa. This is 175 kilometers offshore. Yeah, the logistics win every time.
Absolutely. So what would you, Rod, from here, what would you be looking for as key signals to ensure that this isn't another Kudu gas find 2001 brouhaha story?
The first key signal is the next several wells that Total is going to drill. Will they drill them, and where will they drill them, and how long will it take? That's what everyone will be interested in. And what do they find? This could still be something of an isolated pocket. And that's what, you know, people would be worried about, so they want to prove up that this is not just some isolated pocket, that it's part of something much bigger. So that's what I think everyone will be watching. But I think, as you mentioned earlier, this will perk up significant international interest.
Well, it's called the Bullfrog Brule Putter Discovery. It has certainly piqued a whole lot of interest. As you said, consultants Wood Mackenzie have added their name to it. Does that lend a certain credence and significance, much like SRK would to a resource and reserve cert?
I think Wood Mackenzie wouldn't do it lightly. So I think they must have some knowledge before they make a statement like that.
That was Dr. Rod Crompton, Director of the African Energy Leadership Center at Wits Business School, talking about one of the big pieces of news out today ahead of that State of the Nation address. Obviously, the timing has got a lot of skeptics quite cynical about what's going on and whether or not it's choreographed. But to be quite frank, if I was a president and I was about to announce a big State of the Nation address, I would ensure that we got the timing of this particular announcement just right to ensure that we build up the right kind of momentum around what could be a game-changing find for the South African economy. You're listening to Classic Business.